Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and welcome to our Classic Friday show. And for many of you, all I need to say is the name Kevin Conneal, and you know who it is I'm talking about. On this Friday Classic show, we're going to do what we did last week with Kenny Slagg, only we're going to do it with Kevin Conneal. Kevin Conneal, the real estate money guy, Mr. Really Enthusiastic, Mr. I have the plan, I have the sales price, I have the sale plan, so on and so forth, until, of course, reality slaps him across the face, and then he realizes that everybody is just basically stupid. Well, let's listen now to Kevin Conneal. These will be shows from December of 2014 as we roll out for you the Phil Hendry Show Classic Friday.
It's time for Kevin Conneal's Real Estate on the Line. Foreclosures, foreclosures, foreclosures. Making money in foreclosures today. Here's Kevin Conneal and Audra Bailey. Kevin Conneal's Real Estate on the Line. Get ready, America, to make some money.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Kevin Conneal's Real Estate on the Line. This is Kevin Conneal, along with you, of course, is Audra Bailey. We are taking a look at some foreclosures today that are in the Los Angeles area. Going to be taking a look at some foreclosures today that are in the Westlake Village area. And you are going to be surprised at the kinds of deals that can be had here in the Los Angeles area. And Audra, just tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Kevin, we have got some beautiful 3- and 4-bedroom homes in the LA area. These are homes that are in the very, very exclusive Lake Sherwood area, in the Westlake Village area, and also in the Thousand Oaks area. It's very exciting.
It's a very, very exciting day to be dealing in real estate. I can tell you that here, especially in the California areas, but all over America, there are great real estate buys. There are great real estate deals to be had. And here on Kevin Conneal's Real Estate on the Line, we are the people that put you together with the great real estate deals. I can tell you something right now. When you listen to Kevin Conneal's Real Estate on the Line, and you're talking here with me, you're talking with Audra, we put our minds together with your minds. It is the three minds. It's Audra's mind, my mind, your mind. We put a mind together, and our minds become melded into one mind, and we're here to make money for you here on Real Estate on the Line. Real Estate on the Line is a program that we present to you. We have exclusive listings of foreclosures in and around the major cities and the major metropolitan areas here in the United States of America. We've had some very, very tough economic times. There's no doubt about it, is it, Audra?
Well, a lot of people have had some tough times, but you know something, Kevin, as I've said, that is no reason for you to stay out of the real estate market. Don't step out of the real estate market. Now's the time to step in.
That's what we say around here. Now's the time to step in. And let me tell you something, friend. I know what it's been like for you in a long time. You have been stepping in it so much in life, you don't know that you're stepping in it. You take that shoe off, you take a little whiff of that shoe, and you go, boy, oh boy, wow, ow, yikes. Somebody let the dog out. Who let the dogs out, huh?
Yeah, who let the dogs out? Bark, 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 bark.
Right. Well, I'll tell you who let the dogs out. I'm going to be the guy that puts the dogs back in. Let's put the dogs back in the kennel, and let's have some fragrant stepping for all of us here in Real Estate on the Line here with the Kevin Conneal Show. Now, let me tell you what we got here. I've got agents in the field all over the United States of America, to be perfectly honest with you. And we're going to be talking to those agents in the field today as well as tomorrow and all the other Kevin Conneal shows you could possibly think of as we go to the furniture. Now, if you're talking about furniture, and you are furtively looking for furniture, and you're furtively looking for property to put the furniture in because you want to put furniture to the property, stay tuned, because the Kevin Conneal Real Estate Hour with foreclosure on the line here, we're going to have the ideas for you that you can do to put that furniture into something other than just have that furniture in storage. You don't have that furniture in storage too much.
Well, the furniture doesn't do you any good if it's in storage.
No, it does not. It does you no good. No good whatsoever. It's in storage. Now, here at Kevin Conneal on the line here, as we are looking at some of these foreclosures, I'm going to bring up some of the foreclosures right now. But as I was mentioning to you earlier, what I wanted to get to is we have agents all over the country. I've got agents everywhere. I'm checking in with guys morning, noon, and night, twice on Sunday. I mean, there are guys everywhere. I have my agents. I have my people out in the field right now looking, hunting for those foreclosures for you. So you are never without a foreclosure. You are never without something to look at, never without something to buy, never without something to consider. And I'll tell you something right now. With Kevin Conneal, I am in the foreclosure market. And Audra, you can attest to this, that I have properties.
That's right.
I have properties that I have purchased, and I put members of my family in those properties. And I can tell you right now, those are foreclosures that I have put members of my family in the properties. So I carry the paper in a lot of properties that were foreclosures, and I will foreclose again if those people are deadbeats on the note that I carry
even other members of my family. So let's go out on the field right now and talk to Rudy. Rudy is Spence, and Rudy is my Southern California guy. Rudy, how's it going out there?
Let me tell you something, Kevin. It's a beautiful thing out here right now. A single-family home I got for $374,000, Kev. How does that gun your engine?
I like that a lot. Where's it at?
Out the Thousand Oaks area, Southern California. It is a four-bedroom, two-bath. It is really a beautiful, beautiful thing. At $375,000, you save up to 50%. With the Kevin Cuneal Real Estate Hour here, and I'll be looking for more of those properties as we go through the show today.
Thanks a lot, Rudy. All right, there's just one example of the guys I got out of the field. They are looking, they are sniffing, they are nosing. They got their noses shoved up in it, and they are taking deep breaths. And I'm going to tell you something right now. If my guys don't stick their nose way up in it, and they don't take a deep breath, what is it, Audra?
They're fired.
They are fired. That's the way the Kevin Cuneal deal goes. And the Kevin Cuneal deal, and they know the Kevin Cuneal deal. I tell you, the guys that work for me, they know the deal. They know the Kevin Cuneal deal. There is no deal like the Kevin Cuneal deal. And I'll tell you something, as we get back to these foreclosures, Audra, let's talk a little bit about how the people are talking a little bit about how these foreclosures are things. Well,
are you okay, dear?
You know, I get so excited about some of these foreclosed deals. I get so excited about the people that I have in foreclosed homes that I might foreclose on again. And it is exciting. It's something that gives me a little bit of it gives me a thrill, because I'll tell you something right now, folks. I'm trying to keep you honest. You're trying to keep me honest. Let's keep each other honest, all right? When I put my mind together with Audra's mind, and we put our three minds together with your mind, and what do we come up with? We've got a mind and a nose for real estate deals. But I put people in these foreclosed homes, put members of my family in foreclosed homes, because I want to make sure that they're paying the bill, they're paying the freight, they're paying the note, they're paying the deal, they're on the deal, they're doing the deal, they've got the deal done, and they got their nose in the deal, they got the hand on the pen, they got the pen on the paper, and they're signing that paper with their John Hancock. Kevin Cuneal, Real Estate on the Line. I'll be right back here, and we'll be back with some more of those great foreclosures, some of those great deals for you. I've got my agents in the field. You just talked to Rudy. Let's talk to Jerry Steffen. Jerry Steffen is in the Wichita area. He's in the actual Wichita area, Wichita, Kansas, right now. And, Gary, tell us all about it.
Right now, there's a couple of deals that I've seen. One of them is a farm, a hobby farm. Now, take a look at this, Kevin. You're going to believe this. $700,000, but you get 23 acres. You got a hobby farm right there with a barn. There's a livestock, and there's a petting zoo and a home. Beautiful home, four-bedroom. You're not going to beat it anywhere.
Boy, those are my guys. They're out on the field. All right, thanks a lot. And we're going to have more of those when we come back here on Real Estate on the Line here with Kevin Cuneal. Real Estate on the Line, foreclosure, foreclosure, foreclosure.
Kevin Cuneal's Real Estate on the Line. We'll be right back. Would you like to see Kevin Cuneal give his surefire lectures? Get a pen and paper and write this address down now. Kevin will be in the Los Angeles area coming next month. That's January 22nd. Kevin Cuneal will be appearing at the Flever Valley Auditorium, 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. Be sure to bring plenty of money, not because Kevin wants it. No, no. See, that's the... You think it's going to cost you. No, it's free. The lectures are free. But you're going to want to buy all of his books. That's a guarantee from us to you. Kevin Cuneal's Real Estate on the Line, coming to you. If you'd like to see Kevin in one of his surefire money-making lectures on making money in foreclosures, write to Kevin Cuneal, Newport Beach, California.
Kevin Cuneal, Real Estate on the Line. Hey, good morning, everybody. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. This is Kevin Cuneal's Real Estate on the Line. I've got all of my agents out there. They are ready, willing, and able, and they're going to find some of the great real estate deals for you here in this incredible foreclosure market. I want to tell you something about the foreclosures that I've gotten. Of course, I've been talking to you, Audra, about this for a long time. And I have had, as I mentioned, I had my parents in a foreclosure, and I had to foreclose on them because they were deadbeat. They didn't pay the freight, didn't pay the bill, and guess what? They get pitched out.
That's right. Kevin is very democratic about that. He loves his parents, but you got to pay the freight.
Got to pay the freight, Kevin Cuneal. And the Kevin Cuneal Real Estate on the Line watchword is what?
Pay the freight.
Pay the freight. You got to pay the freight, especially when you're dealing with me, Kevin Cuneal. You always pay the freight with Kevin Cuneal. You don't? You're out. You're out on your rear end. I don't care if you're related to me. I don't care if you're my brother, my sister, my uncle, a long-lost mother, or something like that. I met a woman who was my mother. I didn't even know she was my mother. I was raised, I think, by a woman that was probably an adopted mother. But I met a woman who was my mother. We had the DNA testing. I'm beginning to gag up again.
We'll be right back. Kevin's gagging up.
Kevin Cuneal, Real Estate on the Line. Foreclosures can be yours.
Make money in the foreclosure market. I'm okay right now. You know, as I get so excited about some of the ideas and some of the deals that we put together here in Kevin Goodneal's Real Estate on the Line. So I met this lady. She claimed to be my mother. We did the DNA, the genetic testing, and all of that. And it turned out she was my mother. And that's why I got excited, because I can put family members into these foreclosed homes. And if they don't pay the freight, guess what? I can treat them like everyone else. Not because I don't love them. Not because I don't think they deserve to be treated better.
But because you want to keep people honest.
Because I want, thank you, Otter. I want to keep people honest. We keep people honest here at the Kevin Goodneal Real Estate on the Line. All right, I was talking to Rudy. I talked to Kevin. I'm going out to Jack now. Jack is out there, and Jack has got another great deal for me in the California area. Let me tell you something. There's nothing better than California real estate. Jack, what do you got?
Kevin, let me tell you something. We are in the Thousand Oaks, California area again, and I found something here. I don't know if Rudy saw this. This is a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, 50% off a deal here, a $400,000 deal. It's a townhouse. But a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath townhouse, and get a load of this, 2,508 square feet.
Boy, that is a gigantic townhouse, isn't it?
That's a huge townhouse. And the price, you couldn't beat it. $400,000 of foreclosure right now. Kevin Goodneal, we're in the field. We're doing our thing for Kevin Goodneal.
All right. Thank you so very much. All of my guys out working their tails off here, and they are checking in. They are everywhere. They're following real estate agents around. They're following the bank agents around. They're following the sheriffs around. They're following the U.S. Marshals around, the guys that are serving the evacuation papers, the guys that serve the eviction papers, to be perfectly honest with you. We don't have to serve the eviction papers, but the Kevin Goodneal here on Real Estate on the Line, the Kevin Goodneal Real Estate Hour, we like to serve the eviction papers on people who are deadbeats. But you want to know why? Because most of the time when people are deadbeats, they sign a bad deal, and they're signing these bad real estate deals. We've got to get them out of there. You want to know why? Because they're fucking stupid.
Kevin Goodneal, Real Estate on the Line. We'll be right back.
Fucking stupid fucking prick. You told him back then.
Kevin Goodneal, Real Estate on the Line. I'll be right back. You're going to love what we've got coming up for you now. Kevin's got some real beautiful. He's got some tasty treats coming up.
I'm all right. You okay, Kevin?
I'm okay.
Kevin Goodneal, Real Estate on the Line. Hey, welcome back, folks. Now, let me tell you something. We're going to get on the line here in just a moment. I got my brother-in-law. He's parked in a house along with my sister, and they just bought a beautiful home, a foreclosed deal, and that I'm carrying the paper on. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous home in the San Francisco area. They've got 3 acres of land. I guess they've got $350,000. $350,000 for a beautiful piece of land there in the San Francisco area. The Marin County area, Marin County and Mill Valley is a very, very desirable area. Very, very desirable area, the San Francisco Bay Area. And they're up there for $350,000, 3 acres of land. They got a beautiful home, hardwood floors. Everything is polished. Everything is just spit and shine. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous piece of property, a swimming pool, as well as a spa and a barbecue, all for the beautiful price of $350,000. My sister is up there, and I'll tell you something. I know my sister very well, and I know her brother-in-law. They're very intelligent people. If they ever get evicted, I would be very, very surprised, because I had to evict my own parents, as you well know. And not because I don't love my parents, but because they're fucking stupid. They just fucking do.
Let's switch to Rudy in L.A.
Hey, this is Rudy again, and I will tell you something, Kevin, while you're just recovering. Let me tell you something, my brother. I understand completely how you feel. I understand completely how you feel, because the same thing has happened to me time and time again. I carried a paper on a beautiful piece of property. You put a family member in there. What do? They deadbeat out on you because they're just knuckleheads. They don't know what they're signing. They don't know how to sign anything. They don't really know what it is they're looking at. How about this one? Calabasas, California. This is where movie stars live. This is the new outer ring of L.A. This is the new glamour ring of L.A. A single-family home, two-bedroom, two-bath. Are you ready for this? $119,000, 1,248 square feet, two-bedroom, two-bath. That is in Calabasas, California. And I'm here to tell you that this is a Kevin Goodneal Real Estate Foreclosure Deal of the Day. It's a beauty, and it's right there for you, Kevin.
All right, thanks a lot, buddy. You know something? I don't know what I would do if I didn't have my guys out of the field. Checking out these real estate deals and finding all these great, great deals. Audra, I know you've been out there, too.
Kevin, I have been out there, and I have found some things out here. This is one in Agoura. This is $514,000, a single-family home, three-bedroom, two-bath.
No, wait a minute. That's the one that I found yesterday. You didn't find that. I found that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't.
Why are you doing... Are you doing that because you're fucking stupid?
No, Kevin, I'm not.
No. Sorry, folks. I didn't mean to do that. I'm Kevin Goodneal. Let's just get back into the groove. We're okay.
I didn't mean to do that.
I'm sorry. I'm the one that found that piece of property. When I find the property, I get to say that it's mine. When you find a piece of property, if you ever do find a piece of property that we can put here on the Kevin Goodneal Foreclosure on the Line, Real Estate on the Line, the foreclosure show, then you can put it up there, but you can't keep butting in and say you did because you did do.
I'm sorry, Kevin. I do have some properties there. I got them mixed in with yours.
I know that, dude. But...
Kevin Conneal's Real Estate on the Line. We'll be right back with Kevin's very special guest, Poobah Wilson, one of the top real estate salesmen in American history.
Woo!
Hi, Artie Barton here, and I'll tell you, if you're looking for the very best fixtures for your bathroom, for your downstairs toilet, for your kitchen, a beautiful glowing golden faucet or some golden handles to go along with that, well, sometime golden shower, come on down to Artie Faucets. Artie's Faucets are right here in the Calabasas and Twin Springs area. And everything you need to make your bathroom, your kitchen, anything where there's running water or flushing toilets look and smell better. Artie's Faucets have been in business now since 1861. Now that sounds like a long time. Let's just back up for a second. It started out as just a pump. And it was in 1861. There was a hand pump. Someone built a gas station there. Well, the same property that was on, that's where we are now. So I like to think we've had running water here since 1861. Why not, huh? Artie's Faucets. Back to Kevin Conneal, Real Estate on the Line. Boy, I'll tell you something right now. We have a very, very exciting guest here on Real Estate on the Line here, Kevin Conneal, Real Estate on the Line, because with us is one of the great, great men in real estate sales. Everybody's learned at his feet. Anybody who knows anything about real estate, you know that this guy, Poobah Wilson, is the man with a master plan. And I'll tell you, I don't know a man who is smarter. I don't know a man who is better. I don't know a man who has gleaned more in terms of information and given more to the rest of us in the real estate business than Poobah Wilson. Poobah, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Yeah, doing good.
All right, Poobah, I got to tell you, I know you're in the New Orleans area, and you've been doing most of your real estate, the big deals you've done in real estate in the Louisiana area, and a lot of the politics down there are very corrupt. The politics down there is very rancid. The politics down there is very very sadistic and very sinister and very rotten to the core, just like Krabby Alden. But you do some honest deals, don't you?
Well,
I know you keep it close to the vest, Poobah. Let me ask you something. Have you ever done any real estate there in the Texas area? Because a lot of our listeners are in the Texas area, and a lot of them want to know what the real estate deals are like there in the Lone Star State as we enter 2015.
You don't even know. The words can't describe. Words should never do justice to it.
You don't want to tell me, do you?
I don't know. You get about a little girl. I like little boys too.
All right, Poobah, let me tell you something. We have learned so much going. And are you doing another one of your seminars?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to do a seminar. I think of it.
All right, Poobah, that's Poobah Wilson seminars, and we're hoping to get Poobah Wilson to the Kevin Conneal seminars. You know, we got our big seminar that's coming up. We're going to be going around the country. We're going to be touring the big seminar, telling you how to make big money on foreclosures. Poobah, you believe in that, huh?
Yeah, I know. I'll get them down here. I'll get along, little doggy. What is it to do to you? You just did duty all over it. This is weird.
All right, well, Poobah, thanks so much. It's great talking to you. And there again, the reason why we follow a guy like Poobah Wilson.
Poobah, can I ask you a question real fast?
Wait, but Poobah, I just locked out. Why are you butting in? Is it because you're dumb?
No, don't let the little girl, do it.
No, that's all right, Poobah. She does.
I'm sorry.
Come on, little lady. I don't care, man.
I just wanted to ask you if you're going to be at the real estate, the broker's convention in Houston.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. If I get a car, hitchhiker, so I don't give a shit. I got so much goddamn money. You got to do it.
Okay, Poobah.
All right, Poobah.
You take it easy now. You go get that butt plug and do something, man. Shit, you need to get your dick sucked the hot way. I gotta love that.
All right, Poobah Wilson.
Let's just take another break.
We'll take another break here. Kevin Conneal, Real Estate on the Line, as we teach you how to make money on real estate. And when you make money on real estate, of course, you're making that money through foreclosures. And when you're making money through foreclosures, you're doing it so that other people are going to be foreclosed upon, and that way you buy that property. Why? Because they were fucking dumb! Oh, fuck. God damn.
Kevin Conneal, Real Estate on the Line. Hey, listen, this is Charlie Oakman, and I'll tell you something, folks. I'm here in the Denver, Colorado area, and I just was following a marshal who evicted a family from a beautiful 5-bedroom home, 3 acres. You're not going to believe this. You won't even believe it. 4,000 square feet. You want to know the price? $275,000. Is there anything wrong with it? No. I've seen the termite report. I've seen the termite inspection. Everything is beautiful. Hey, might need a coat of paint. $250,000. 5 acres. 5 acres. 4,000 square feet. This family is getting kicked out on their ass. Right now, this afternoon, I got binoculars on it. I'm watching the sheriff help the people out of the house. The lady's collapsed. She's crying. There's a guy here who's ready to blow his brains out. He's got a shotgun. He's trying to keep the sheriff. Well, I tell you what, this is probably going to be one of those incidents where they sandbag it, but I will keep my eye on this here, Real Estate on the Line with Kevin Coneal. I got my eye on you and the big property here, Kevin Coneal, Real Estate on the Line.
How about that? How close are the agents we have in the field here with Kevin Coneal, Real Estate on the Line? That's in Denver, Colorado right now. A family being evicted, and they're getting kicked out of their 4,000-square-foot home.
It's a 4,000-square-foot home, and 4 bedrooms and 2 baths plus. It's on 5 acres of land.
And the price was $450,000. No, $250,000. Can you believe that? That's a $250,000. Get that price. You got to get that price. Be bright proud to slap that across the slapback. But I'll tell you something here in Kevin Coneal's Real Estate on the Line. There's more beautiful property that we got handed down to us, and we can hand out to you. And I mentioned to you just to show you what the kind of a guy that I am, the kind of a guy that I walk the walk. I don't just talk the talk, I walk the walk. I don't talk a talk, I walk a walk, as they like to say there in the Phil Hendry Show. And I talk the talk, and I walk the walk. And when I walk that walk, man, I walk that walk straight, and I don't do any swish, I don't do any side to side, okay? When Kevin Coneal walks the walk, I'm not swishing back and forth and going, ooh, I am walking. I tell you, I'm walking that walk. I'm just kidding around. I'm walking that walk good and straight and good and solid and good and hard. And let me tell you something right now. I don't mind saying this. I know that Audra's here, and Audra, I'm sure you understand, but when I do a real estate deal, I'm talking about, when I'm talking about these foreclosures, deals are going to do really a fantastic job in helping you and find a home that you want to have. I got a stiff dick. I'll tell you that right now. And I'm not afraid of saying that. I'm not afraid of talking about it, because I believe in helping a family find the right home for them, and I don't care where it's been. I don't care who's had it. I don't care who's handled it. Look, if that family that had it before you couldn't pay that in price, and what name they bake the bank and bake Montbain, put their head in an oven and breathe the gas. Kevin Coneal, I'll tell you right now, Kevin Coneal gas and Kevin Coneal gas price. And so it's the Kevin Coneal Real Estate on the Line. I believe in finding a family. Now, I had my brother, my sister, I got all my family members in foreclosed homes that I have purchased, and I'm now carrying the paper on all of these foreclosed homes. I'll tell you right now that if I had to throw my parents out, I didn't mean to do that, and now they're back in another home. So that's a happy ending to that story.
That's right. Kevin's parents, who he did have to throw out of one house, have purchased another foreclosure from Kevin and are doing just fine.
Looks like my parents are not going to default on this one, so they're going to be there. But my older brother, my older sister are in a home, and right now, because they got married, and that's a very, very strange thing, but I wanted them to have a very comfortable home because my brother and sister got married. That's right. They got married. I won't try to hide it. I won't try to sugarcoat it. What kind of candy cane? Don't want a candy cane. Don't want to have that candy cane. Don't lick that lip with the candy cane. Put that candy cane between your legs before you want to put it in your lips. That's what we say here at the Kevin Coneal Real Estate on the Line. Real Estate on the Line hour. Make sure you have that candy cane between your legs before you ever put it between your lips here at Kevin Coneal Candy Cane Real Estate Hour. Now, when we talk about foreclosures on the line, we talk about having a brother, a sister, a mother, an uncle, I don't care who it is, your sisters, your stepbrothers, your stepuncles, whoever it is in there. And I got my brother and sister who got married to each other, and they're living in a home right now. And if they don't pay the freight, guess what? I kick them out. You want to know why? Because then they'll be stupid. Because they got married. And fucking Jesus Christ. I mean, fuck, are you kidding me or something?
Kevin, you need to get a freaking...
I don't understand. They're going to get married. They're fucking freaks. God damn. What the hell do my parents do? What did they do? What did they do? What did they do? I guess it's okay.
Kevin Coneal's Real Estate on the Line. Foreclosures are fun. We'll be right back.
Hi, Terry Forster here with Forster's Mortgages. We work very closely with Kevin Coneal and his team to get the very finest mortgage for you. Are you looking for a 50% down, a 5% deductible? Are you looking for a low interest rate but high mortgage effort? Do you want to have that inflation as well as conflation? And perhaps you want to carry paper for the first 3-4 years and then amortize over the next 16 years. Well, I can help you do all of that. None of those terms exist in the real world. I just made them up. But if they sound good to you, I will draw up a contract that has all of those words in it, and I will allow you to sign it, and I'll hold you to it.
Now, at the end of the deal, if you say to me, well, I don't know what transmogrify means or any of these other things, I'll say, then why did you sign it? And you'll say, Kevin,
because they were stupid.
That's right, because you were
stupid.
The Kevin Coneal Real Estate Hour and me, Morty Eisenkine, I think that was my name. Yes, it was my name in another life. But you'll have to guess what my name is today. Point is, I have mortgages for all of you, and you, and you, and you too. And I said you too because I noticed you look Filipino. It's all right.
Mortgages, loans, real estate appraisals can be yours at Morty Artin's Mortgages and More, 2515 downtown La Brea.
Right here, it is the Kevin Coneal Real Estate Hour. Here is Real Estate on the Line and Foreclosure for... You know, we have to do the show once a week, and I'll tell you something right now. We have such valuable time. Our time is very valuable. I don't want to waste your time. You don't waste my time. I don't want to be out there wasting your time. You don't want to waste my time. And if I'm out there wet about time, I don't want to be a wetback wasting time and a wetback on time. There's nothing worse than a wetback who's being paid time and a half, especially when you are trying to get that property ready to be viewed, ready to be viewed by real estate agents, ready to be viewed by somebody who's got the real hard cash to pay the money to actually make the payments on a note. And let me tell you, some of these notes are fantastic. I can't even imagine somebody defaulting, but hey, that's their problem, not yours. That's their problem, not yours. That's their problem, not mine. My problem, not yours, and your problem, not mine. And Audra, tell them more.
Well, you know what we do is we like to structure payments so they're affordable so that you can live in the home that you want to live in. You can pay the price that you want to pay. And as Kevin likes to say, nobody's the wiser.
That's right. If you do deals with us here at Kevin Coneal Real Estate on the Line, especially foreclosure, that's what we're all about here. We don't want to buy the home from you. We don't want to kick you out of the house. You're the one's going to be moving into the house. Some other deadbeat was the one that couldn't pay for the house that he was in, that he couldn't make the payments, and he wound up getting thrown out into the street on his face with his wife and his kids sailing quickly there after him. And when the sheriff picked him up and said, your ass is down here, that guy was down the road, and we put some new family into that place and someone who can make the payments on a beautiful new piece of property. And let me tell you, as we've said, there are foreclosures everywhere, places where you're just not going to believe, folks, the advantages and the disadvantages, really, in a lot of different ways, the advantages and disadvantages to owning property when it isn't a foreclosed piece of property. You don't own a piece of property that is brand spanking new. The banks get the note. They're saying to you, hey, here it is right now. The guy paid. He's leaving. He wants to make his money. He wants to make his profit. Hey, you know what? The bank's going to pay him off, and you're going to pay the bank off here. You don't want that, okay? Because guess what you're paying? You're not paying market value. You're paying whatever value the bank puts on it, okay? You're paying the value that the bank puts on it. You're paying the value of some guy. Well, we talked to him, Pooh Bah Wilson. Pooh Bah, I love Pooh Bah, but that's the guy that sets the price. Pooh Bah Wilson, he sounds like about 100 yards of stupid, but Pooh Bah Wilson is not stupid. Not the way to put it, people. Are stupid. Not stupid.
Pooh Bah Wilson is really, he is our guru.
Pooh Bah Wilson know everything.
I know, honey.
Pooh Bah Wilson.
Come on, let it out. Let it out. Come on now. I want to let everyone know, a lot of people think that what's happening is like it's something out of Deer Hunter when John Savage was freaking out when he kept hearing the gun. No, that's not what's going on. Well, yeah, it sort of is, because what happens to Kevin is that he begins to feel as if he was in a North Vietnamese prisoner of war camp when he thinks about the stupidity of people, especially when he thinks of Pooh Bah Wilson. Pooh Bah Wilson, for all of his brilliance, reminds Kevin of a horrifying, sort of a past life dream of being tortured in a North Vietnamese prison camp and trying to escape and falling into a bungee pit. It's okay, honey. It's all right. I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm fine. Okay, I'm fine. Okay, I'm fine.
Yes, Real Estate on the Line with Kevin Coneal. He puts his heart, his soul, his guts, his past lives, and future lives into it. Kevin Coneal, Real Estate on the Line.
All right, buddy, Kevin Coneal here, Real Estate on the Line. Let's go to Rudy and find out what's going on. Rudy, haven't talked in a while. What do you got for me, buddy?
Hey, Kevin, let me tell you something. You're going to love this. Where I am right now is one of the, as you know, it's one of the gold mines, one of the beauty states California, but I'm in Simi Valley right now. Kevin, let me tell you something. I got a $409,000 home. I followed the marshal right here. He's just now throwing the people out. They can't afford a car. Apparently, he's just stuck them in the back of the moving van. So there's like a family of four in the back of the moving van. I waved goodbye to them. I gave the kid a sucker, a chocolate. The guy, the father of the family, didn't like me. He just called me a bunch of dirty names. I said, hey, you know, it's your tough luck, pal. Three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, 1,579 square feet in Simi Valley, California. I don't mind telling you, this is the safest city in America. Simi Valley has won the award for safest city in America, I don't know, six, seven times. How many times have I been, Kev?
I'll tell you, it's too many to count, and I do know that Simi Valley, California is the cop land of L.A. That's where all the cops live, so where can you be safer but in a place like that, but in Simi Valley, California, where you are safe? And I would tell you something right now, if you want to mess with a place like that, go in there, try to rob a house or something like that, and the place is called Copland, you got to be the dumbest motherfucker that ever lived in. Jesus.
Yeah, well, anyway, it's in Simi Valley. Yeah, three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, 1,579 square feet, $409,000. Are you putting me on? $409,000, Kevin. That ought to snap you out of it and make you feel better, huh?
I'll tell you, that's the kind of price I like to hear. That's a Kevin Coneal price.
Woo!
Yep, a Kevin Coneal price. Haven't used the woo, have we?
No, we never going to have to get that out of the mothballs.
Yeah, I'll tell you, let me do it again. $409,000. That's a Kevin Coneal real estate on the line foreclosure price. Woo! And it's here for you. I'm Ray. I'm still out here. I'm looking, and I'm finding.
Boy, I'll tell you, that is my man right there. That is, that's Ray, or that's Cy. Forget who we got out there in the Simi Valley area, but today he's doing a yeoman job there finding these great real estate deals for you. Find all these great real estate deals for these people that had the homes foreclosed upon them because they were too fucking stupid to pay the fucking thing. Fucking.
It's okay. The boogeyman's going away now. See, Kevin had malaria. He was helping dig an extension to the Panama Canal. This was a few years ago. They were trying to put in some condominiums along the canal, and apparently they hadn't sprayed for mosquitoes. Kevin came down with malaria, and since then has been infected with these fever dreams. That's what happens to him every now and again, like right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time he thinks about how dumb people are when they didn't sign the...
I'm Kevin Coneal, real estate on the line. I'm Ken Butter. I'm Butter. Here we go. Yeah, I'm better. All right, let's take some phone calls here. Hi, Kevin Coneal, your real estate on the line. What's for you?
What's for me?
I mean, I'm sorry. What's up with you? I just came out of a malaria fever dream.
Yeah, so I've heard. I've been listening to you talk, telling people are stupid. I want to ask you something, Mr. Coneal. You're real estate, buying all these foreclosed upon homes, everything. You have a tendency, though, to tell people are stupid. You think that somebody's been thrown out of a home, they're stupid?
I think, yeah, if you've been thrown out of a home, you didn't pay the... Are you telling me that you didn't pay the real estate price on that?
I did. I could not afford it. I was thrown out of my job as a result of this 2008 debacle.
Well, I'll tell you, you got to be kidding me. You must be the stupidest...
That's all I wanted to hear, excuse me.
Is that... Don't let that man in.
Yeah. Hey, I want to talk to this guy. You are not allowed in here, sir.
Yeah, we are having a situation. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
I want to talk to that guy, Coneal. You are not allowed in here, sir.
We're going
to
talk about that.
It's all right, honey.
You make the bad man go away.
It's all right. It's okay.
I'll talk to that guy, Coneal. He's telling me. He's telling me stupid.
God damn it. God damn it.
Tell you, buddy, if you try to get in here, I'm gonna have to put you out. Oh yeah?
All right, they clocked him. He's out cold.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay, honey.
Yeah.
Hi, Kevin Coneal here. Hey, real estate on the line. Sorry, folks, didn't mean to freak out on you there, but I occasionally have that fever dream from the malaria that I contracted when I was in South America, Central. I don't know where it was. We were building the Panama Canal. I guess that's Central America. I don't know where that is. If I know my real estate, I know that Central America is where the Panama Canal is. I guess I know my real estate here on Kevin Coneal's Real Estate on the Line. Foreclosures, foreclosures, foreclosures. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with Kevin Coneal's Real Estate on the Line in just a moment.
Kevin Coneal is coming to your area. If you'd like to see Kevin give one of his surefire lectures on how you can make money in the red-hot foreclosure market. Families getting thrown in the street? I don't think so. As Kevin likes to say, they were just stupid! Now, you don't have to be stupid. Go to Kevin Conneal's lectures and find out how you can make money on foreclosures the Kevin Conneal way.
Kevin Conneal's Real Estate on the Line, with lectures in all areas of the United States. Make sure you send for your self-addressed stamped envelope. Once you get your self-addressed stamped envelope, then send that back to us, and we'll give you information on where you can attend one of Kevin Conneal's lectures. Why are we being so circumspect? Because we want only the people that are serious, serious about making money in this red-hot real estate market. Kevin Conneal, Real Estate on the Line. It is a red-hot real estate market, and I want you to make all the money you can. I am tired of people being broke. I'm tired of people being poor. I'm tired of people getting thrown out of their homes. I'm tired of people suffering in this real estate market. Everybody can get well. Everybody can make money in this real estate market the Kevin Conneal way. And the Kevin Conneal way is...
foreclosures.
That's exactly right. The Kevin Conneal way is foreclosure, foreclosure, foreclosure. I want to tell you a little bit about the lady to my left right here.
Kevin.
No. This lady's meant more to me than anything in the world. This lady has done more for me than you could possibly imagine. This lady has been my strength. She's been my tower of strength. She has been my, well, I don't think I'm talking out of school here when I talk about, she's been my mother sometimes. That's right.
Honey, you're so sweet.
She's been my sister sometimes. She's been my wife. And we're not married, but she has actually been my wife in many ways, haven't you?
Well, Kevin and I live together. We have a domestic partnership.
We do. But I don't think I'd be where I am today were it not for Audra Bailey. Audra Bailey has been the brains behind this operation, folks. I can tell you that right now. Audra Bailey's been the brains behind this operation. We make right now, this company turns a profit of $2 million a year. A profit. A profit of $2 million a year, and it's only getting bigger and better and better and bolder. And this is after salaries. You understand? So everything's taken care of. I personally, I'll tell you right now, the salary I pay myself, $1.5 million a year. Audrey gets $1.5 million a year because we're pure partners of this deal. This is Kevin Conneal, Real Estate on the Line. Pure part of the deal. Audrey gets enough money and I. She gets enough money and I get enough money to her. The two of us make the same amount of money. I pay all of my agents very good money. The guys out in the field make upwards of $900,000 a year when they're finding me these deals. We make a lot of money. And then on top of all of that, all of the salaries we pay out, all of the expenses, all the overhead, all of the time spent running around, all the gas, all the mileage, all the everything, talking to people we know, trying to find out who's got the goods, who doesn't have the goods, we're done with all that stuff, we still make $2 million a year. But I wouldn't be able to do it here if it wasn't for Audra Bailey. Audra Bailey is a wonderful, wonderful woman. Do you want to know something, though? I ought to be making $4 million a year. And the reason why I ought to be making $4 million, I said $4 million in your rear, because I might as well take that money and stick it right up your rear, not mine, stick it up your rear. That's how bad it's been. We should have made not $2 million, $4 million, and I should have taken that money and parked it up your rear end, and then I'd have to reach up your ass to get that money out. That's how disgusting and vile, and that's how absolutely stupid you were.
Honey, I missed one deal last year.
You could have done it better than what you did. You fucked it up.
I'm sorry, Kevin thinks that what I messed up a deal last year that should have added $2 million to that should have doubled our, and he says that, you know, so he thinks that I should be putting my hand up his rectum every night. Well, not gonna happen.
You're stupid.
No, honey, it's not because I'm stupid, it's because I'm not a perverted freak.
Well, Jesus.
Kevin Conneal's Real Estate on the Line. My name is Rudy Barger, and I've been with the Kevin Conneal Real Estate on the Line company now for quite some time. Kevin Conneal's Real Estate on the Line has taught me some of the great valuable lessons of real estate. How to be patient, how to know when to make your move, how to know when to bid and when not to, what is a foreclosure, and when should a home be foreclosed upon, when should you show mercy to the people who live there, and when should they be thrown in the street. Yes, all of these lessons I've learned. And I'm still just a booth announcer here with Kevin Conneal's company. I don't work for a corporation. I don't work for a broadcast entity. I don't work for a network. I work for him. I come in and I sit in this booth and I talk into this podcast microphone. Fuck.
I'll take it from here.
Well, I'll take it from here. Kevin Conneal's Real Estate on the Line. Get out of here. I haven't said everything I want. Get out of here. Kevin Conneal's Real Estate on the Line. We'll be right back. I haven't said everything I want. Your fucking ass out. Get him out of here. I'm telling him to want to stay.
All right, everybody, welcome back here. Kevin Cunnell, Real Estate on the Line. Let's take some more phone calls here. I'm Kevin Cunnell. This is Real Estate on the Line. This is Real Estate on the Line. And when I say Real Estate on the Line, I'm saying foreclosure, foreclosure, foreclosure. Let's take some phone calls here. Find out what. Let's see what everybody's thinking here tonight. Let's go here to Jerry in Hermosa Beach, California. Jerry, how you doing?
Hi, Kevin. I went to your seminar and thought it was very expansive and wonderful, and I did learn quite a bit. I want to ask you a little question about the when you talk about a foreclosure, you talk about someone who's been in a home and they were taken and they were told to leave the house. Is that it?
Now, that's pretty much what a foreclosure is. You're not paying the note.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that's what happened to me last month. I got asked to leave my home, and my wife did. So we were foreclosed upon.
Do you own the home still?
No, we do not.
All right, so the bank took it back?
Okay, sure. I'm not sure who had it, but we don't live there anymore. But I'm interested in getting into some of these foreclosures.
Well, you're not the first person. We talked to people that have been thrown out of their homes. We got them back into the same home that they were thrown out of. And would you believe we got them back into the same home they're thrown out within a year? Within a year? Within a year? Within a year. All right, so where was it?
South Pasadena. South Pasadena, California. Had a home on a hill, and it was overlooking it overlooked the town. I had a hot tub, and I sat there in my jacuzzi every night overlooking the town.
And the town you're talking about is?
Los Angeles. I was in South Pasadena. So I would sit in a hot tub overlooking the town and watch the sun go down, just like in that John Anderson song, Black Sheep, you know, and that's what we did. And then one day a man from the bank came, said, "You not make no payment." And I said, "What talk about?" And
what happened there? Well, we shorted out the microphone. Let me tell you something about Kevin Cunnell. The Kevin Cunnell way of doing business here. And I'll tell you this, Shorty. Is your name Shorty?
Sure, that's fine.
All right, the Kevin Cunnell way of doing business. What I like to do is I like to make sure that you've got all your ducks in order, and that even if you've been thrown out of that home, you can get into the real estate market. And I got to find out one thing: why you didn't pay your note? Because I have a very hard time dealing with people that are fucking dumb. Okay.
Yeah, I'm
good.
Okay. Thank you.
But I wanted to find out about the goddamn it.
I don't want to do it anymore.
Man, you've only got a few more minutes to go, honey.
I don't want to do it anymore.
I said to keep going. We got a lot. We got bills to pay. Okay. Now we've got to sell the Kevin Cunnell Real Estate on the Line program. We've got to sell at least 5 packages today. $5,000, or we don't eat.
I don't want to do it anymore, honey, please.
We won't eat if you don't sell. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't know we were on the air, but you know what? You might as well hear this. You see, we keep our family alive by selling these Kevin Cunnell real estate foreclosure packages. We need to sell 3 of them at $5,000 apiece, or we're not going to eat this month. That's me, Kevin, and the 2, all right, I'll say it, bastard children. Yes, Kevin, that's right. The 2 bastard children that I had for you. We'll go to Rudy now in the field. Rudy, how's it looking?
All right, now I've got a couple of more properties. What we need to do is sell that Kevin Cunnell package. I didn't know that was okay. So what we want you guys to do is buy that Kevin Cunnell package, the $5,000 package. It teaches you how to find foreclosures, where the foreclosures happen, how to buy a foreclosure. What is a foreclosure? You can get it's $5,000 package, but let me tell you something. It's about $500,000 deal. That's $500,000 value to get the Kevin Cunnell package on teaching you how to buy and sell foreclosures. Foreclosed upon homes are the greatest buy and reels. Here's one in Moore Park, California. 2-bedroom, 2-bath, $379,000, 1,405 square feet. Another one in Moore Park, California. $425,000, 4-bedroom, 2-bath, Is there such a thing as a 22,000 square foot house?
Well, not for $400,000, no.
All right, okay, that's the same thing. So this is, 2,242 square feet, 425. Look at this one here. This is in Moore Park, California, single-family home, 4-bedroom, 4-bath, 2,858 square feet for the sale price of $416,000. I mean, you have got to strip your clothes off and go before God himself, offering to sacrifice your firstborn, holding a dagger above the child's head, and threatening to drive the dagger down through the child's brain in order to find another deal like that. Ladies and gentlemen, you can only find these deals at the Kevin Cunnell Real Estate on the Line foreclosure, foreclosure, foreclosure package. Please buy now 3 $5,000 packages. That's all we have to do is mail 3 $5,000 packages, 3 $5,000 packages. All we have to do is move three $5,000 packages, and you will, you, me, all of us together, will get Kevin Coneal and his wife, Audra, and I should say his common-law wife, the woman that he lives with, and his two bastard children will be able to eat this month.
All right, thanks very much, Si. So I guess the, well, I guess the word is out. I guess the truth is out. I guess the cat's out. The cat's out of the bag. Is that it? Or the parakeet's out of the bag here? And then Kevin Coneal, Real Estate on the Line out. And let me tell you something, folks. We make a lot of money, but we spend a lot of money. That's why Audra thinks that we need to sell three. We don't need to sell three packages. We're going to eat just fine this month. Audra is saying that so we can try to move these packages. I know that I was very, very, very emotional there. I know that I was breaking down. It seemed as if I was having an emotional break. I'm fine. I'm okay. All right? It's perfectly fine.
Well, why were you crying?
I was crying because of it. Oh, I'm crying because you're telling me there's stupid people around. I don't want to do it anymore.
But you're crying again.
I know. I told you, Poobah Wilson.
I could have married Poobah Wilson.
Shut up.
I could have married Poobah Wilson. Married Poobah Wilson.
Shut up. You want to marry Poobah Wilson?
I didn't marry Poobah Wilson. I live with your ass. I live with your sorry ass, don't I? Why don't you tell everybody where we really live?
Shut up!
Folks, we live in a townhouse in San Pedro, California, overlooking a tattoo parlor. Thanks.
Kevin Coneal's Real Estate on the Line. We'll be right back. Jethro Mumford here for the Jethro Mumford Tattoo Parlor. We're right downstairs from where Kevin and his wife, or his common-law wife, Audra, live, along with their two bastard children. You can come in and get dragons, you can get wolverines, you can get a ship, you can have, I don't care, the map of Asia put on your face. It doesn't make any difference to me. Cash on a barrelhead is all I care about. I'm an artist. I've been featured in Inc. magazine. I was featured at one time in the Louvre. That's right. That's right. I'm not bullshitting you. But I had a drug problem. I had a drinking problem. And all of those things take their toll. So now I'm sitting on my ass with a little tattoo parlor in San Pedro. Now, this used to be a place where sailors would come and go and, well, you can guess the rest. And now I do most of my work downstairs from where Kevin and his common-law wife. Man, oh, man. I mean, the only business, I tattooed his mother. Last month, his mother came in, and she wanted to have me tattoo something like, "My son is a wretched thing." And that was going to cover a heart that she had that had an arrow through it that said, "I love Kevin." Now it's, "My son is a wretched thing." And she brought a picture of a troll that she found in a book. And she said, "Would you please tattoo this to my left breast?" And under it put, I'm so sorry.
Well, you might as well finish "My son, Kevin."
Under it, put "My son, Kevin," yeah.
Yeah, I got nothing but men that are crying now. Bunch of pussies.
Real Estate on the Line. Would you like to learn how to sell real estate, buy real estate, and take advantage of the lucrative foreclosure market? Kevin Coneal is coming to your town. Maybe Kevin Coneal lives in your town. Do you live in San Pedro? Well, that's where Kevin lives. Hi, buddy. This is Kevin Coneal. I'll be in San Pedro. As a matter of fact, I'll be giving a lecture on the front stoop of my house there in San Pedro, just up the street from Signal Hill. Right up the street from the commercial docks there in San Pedro. Hey, if you're a stevedore, if you're just in from out of town, if you just came out of a container, if you're a stowaway, if you're an illegal alien that's been smuggled in a non-transparent container that we probably should have adopted because John Kerry said that'd be a really good idea, yeah, sure, then come on over to my house. I'll tell you how to make money in the lucrative real estate market of foreclosure, foreclosure, foreclosure. The Kevin Coneal way. That is the way I like to do things. We get into the foreclosure market, and we get into it for real. I'm Kevin Coneal. My wife, Audra. Thank you very much, Audra, for putting on that big act about how broke we are. We're not really broke, but we wanted to show you how emotionally destroyed a lot of families get when they realize that they were so fucking stupid that they didn't even do the...
Kevin's right. It was an act, and it was to illustrate how emotionally destroyed some families get. The problem is Kevin himself is emotionally destroyed because of the malaria, because of the fever dreams he has about having his testicles pulled off by North Vietnamese prison guards, and it didn't happen to him, but that's what he thinks. I mean, the guy's a mess.
Ah, damn it.
Ah. Just breathe, honey.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Sorry.
All right, Kevin Corneille here. Let's go out one more time around the horn. What? Come on. What do you say?
Oh, shit. Let's go home.
No, come on. One more time around the horn. Let's go to Kerry. Kerry in Wichita, Kansas. Kerry, what's it look like for you?
Hey, Kevin, let me tell you what. In the days of real estate, when you're talking about real estate, back in the day when I was selling real estate, there wasn't anything out here but a shack, a shed, a horse trailer or something. Man, I love these foreclosures. I live for these foreclosures. Right now, I'm out here in Wichita, Kansas. I'm in a place called Skirmanville, and I'm looking at a $129,000 foreclosure, a repossession, two-bedroom, two-bath, 1,405 square feet. And I'll tell you, it's yours. It can be yours for $129,000. Here's another one, $159,000, a four-bedroom, two-bath in the Wichita, Kansas area, 1,448 square feet. Here's another one. This is $189,000, four-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath, 2,033 square feet. I tell you what, if I wasn't the guy paying the note on this, I'd be living on 4,022 square feet, you know?
Well, I think you blew the joke. Hey, wait, there, that microphone going out again. I heard Phil Henry talking about the microphone shorting out. There it is, shorting out again. On the Kevin Corneille Real Estate Hour, foreclosure, 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 as the microphone has shorted out. And this is the second time I heard that microphone short on Double Leather shows that he was doing. I think I heard it shorting out of that on that one particular show there, the Vernon Dozier show, and I heard that shorting out there on the Chris Boutte show. And now, here it is on this, the Kevin Corneille Show with Audra Bailey. It's still shorting out because the cheap creeps and cheap swine that run the studio that we do this show in can't get up off their dead cans long enough to get the goddamn thing fixed. What about that, huh? I'll tell you, it's something else. Kevin Corneille. Well, thank you very much, Bailey. I'll tell you, we'll be out there again. Be talking to you real soon, okay?
All right. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm living in this, man. I'm swimming in it, son. I'm swimming in it.
How about that, huh? I mean, I'm telling you, real estate deals, the foreclosure deals are there to be had, and they are there for you. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call right now the Kevin Corneille Real Estate on the Line show and pick up the Kevin Corneille Real Estate on the Line package, and you'll be selling real estate, buying real estate. You'll be getting into foreclosures. You'll be getting into foreclosures. You will want to get into foreclosures more than you're going to want to get into your wife's pussy. Okay?
What did you say?
Nothing. I'm just trying to tell people. I'm telling them. I'm trying to sell these guys because let me tell you something. We don't have much time. We've got to get this stuff sold because the kids aren't going to eat.
Oh, Kevin, it's all right. You were just, that's not true.
I heard you say that, didn't I? Didn't you say to you, because you're so stupid?
No, I didn't, honey. The kids will eat.
Well, that's what I heard you say. We were going to make $2 million when you make it last year because you're stupid.
No, honey, we're fine. My husband.
Kevin Corneille, a genius. Yes, Kevin Corneille, a man above all men. Kevin Corneille, he sells real estate. He buys real estate. He makes money on real estate, and he lost his mind doing it. Kevin doesn't know whether he lives in a shack in Pedro or a palatial home in Calabasas. He doesn't know if he owns a ranch or he owns an outhouse someplace. The man is mad. He's nuts.
Kevin Corneille Real Estate on the Line has been executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, the Sideshow Network.
Kevin Corneille. Nuts! Do you understand? Fucking nuts!
Because you're stupid!
No, you're stupid.
You are! You're stupid!
You're stupid. Fucking stupid ass.
Boys, come on, shut up.
Are you stupid?
You're stupid!